Young Australians are some of the most vulnerable people sleeping rough. Now, a new study suggests that disadvantaged children whose parents separate or divorce are more likely to end up without a roof over their heads. And it's most often boys who end up on the streets after the age of 30 if their parents split. Antoinette Latouf has this report.
There have been countless studies about the impact divorce has on children. But this is the first Australian study to suggest that a parent's breakup could be the reason their child ends up homeless as an adult. The 2.5-year study by the University of Melbourne tracked the movements of 1,700 disadvantaged Australians. Dr. Julie Moshion is a senior research fellow at the University of Melbourne and says she wanted to test the impact housing prices had on family breakdowns.
Given the housing affordability crisis in Australia, we thought that when parents separate and therefore now have to pay for two accommodations instead of one, it might push them down the housing ladder, maybe to the point of homelessness.
And the impact was significant. The research found that for those who'd experienced homelessness in their life, 62% said it was because of their parents' breakup when they were children. For girls, this impact is felt most if they are under the age of 12 when their parents split. But boys are more widely affected.
So boys, when their parents separate, this increases their chances of becoming homeless by the age of 30. And this is independent of the age the boys are when their parents separate. So basically, if the parents separate before or after they're 12 years old, then they will still get a higher chance of becoming homeless.
Dr. Moshion says children of divorced parents were worse off than those whose parents were in a de facto relationship. And she attributes this to the increased financial dependence of such couples and the fact that marital separation is often expensive.
And because we find that the effect of a breakup from a marriage is bigger, then this suggests that this could be because people in a de facto relationship feel that they're less stable about their relationship and therefore protect themselves better against a potential breakup.
Catherine McKernan is the CEO of Homelessness New South Wales.
We're not surprised by the findings at all. In December 2015, we did a survey of rough sleepers in inner Sydney. We surveyed almost 500 people, and the survey identified that the majority of people had experienced trauma in their home as children, and that's in part a reason why they've ended up on the street.
Ms. McKernan attributes much of this family breakdown to domestic violence.
Domestic and family violence is a hidden thing in Australia in many ways, and we know that people end up homeless because of domestic and family violence. Women and children, obviously, where there's separation happening because of that, but also children are often experiencing homelessness because they are leaving domestic and family violence situations.
But researcher Dr. Moshion said participants had a range of options to choose from to explain how they ended up homeless, and they were three times more likely to say it was because of their family breakdown when compared to those who linked it to domestic violence.
So domestic violence was certainly one of the responses that respondents could give when we asked them why they thought they became homeless in the first place. But surprisingly enough, it didn't come as big as family breakdown. It was around 20%, so it's much, much lower than the 62% who think that they became homeless because of family breakdown.
She says the central issue here is housing affordability and its impact on disadvantaged families when parents go their separate ways. Ms. McKernan from Homelessness New South Wales says she'll be taking these findings to the state government.
This research absolutely needs to be included in adapting to policy responses. The New South Wales government has committed to a homelessness strategy and to effectively prevent and address homelessness. And the best way to prevent homelessness is to provide supports early on. And so understanding the impacts of separation and the impacts of unsafe homes for young people is really important in terms of preventing and ending homelessness.
The CEO of Homelessness New South Wales, Catherine McKiernan, ending that report.